This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Sustainability has become a real buzzword in agriculture, and rightly so. We need to be talking about how to keep the business of farming and ranching going forward, and we must be wise about using our natural resources. What's often missing from all this talk about sustainability, however, is what we're going to do to get the next generation involved in agriculture. How do we pass on a love of agriculture to young people on and off the farm and encourage more of them to find their calling in one of the most innovative industries in our nation? These are questions driving the work of the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture. The foundation brings accuracy and creativity to agricultural education. The foundation's work to help consumers, young and old, understand what goes into growing the food, fiber, and energy crops that benefit everyone is something to be proud of. The foundation cannot do its vital work without the support of donors. The foundation produces resources, games, and publications that help students grow in their knowledge and appreciation of agriculture, all thanks to the generous support of donors who share a passion for agriculture. Most recently, donor support made it possible for the foundation team to host a booth at the USA Science and Engineering Festival Expo, the nation's largest STEM event, hosted in Washington, D.C. 12,000 urban students and their families got to enjoy the My American Farm experience, test their knowledge on where their food comes from, and learn more about the technology it takes to farm efficiently. With the help of Pennsylvania Friends of Agriculture Foundation and its mobile ag lab, the booth was the place to be to learn about the science, innovation, and hard work that brings food to our plates. These kinds of events provide the foundation a unique opportunity to bring the farm to kids who may never have set foot in a barn or on a field. The hope is that getting a little taste for ag will lead some of them to consider a career in the field. The foundation's new My Little Ag Me allows students everywhere to do just that. With the game, students can put on the hats of up to 9 careers in agriculture. From large animal vet to florist to irrigation specialist, students can learn about the diverse opportunities of jobs on and off the farm that support agriculture. These are just a couple samples from the bounty of agricultural education resources and experiences the hardworking team at the foundation provides. If we are going to educate consumers from field to fork and get the next generation involved in agriculture, we need to ensure we can continue to plant the seeds that yield a harvest of knowledge. The Conservation Reserve Program is a voluntary program aimed at conserving soil, water, and wildlife resources by removing highly erodible and environmentally sensitive lands from agricultural production and installing resource-conserving practices. Contracts for land enrolled in CRP are 10 to 15 years in length. In exchange for enrolling land in CRP, USDA provides a yearly rental payment. Since 1987, USDA has made nearly $50 billion in CRP payments to landowners. For fiscal year 2016, 23.9 million acres were enrolled in the CRP program, and following requirements of the 2014 Farm Bill, no more than 24 million acres could be enrolled in CRP following fiscal year 2017. With CRP acreage edging close to the enrollment cap, in early May 2017, USDA issued a notice that only high-priority lands would be accepted for continuous enrollment in fiscal year 2017. This pause in CRP enrollment allowed USDA to review acreage enrolled in the program and to avoid exceeding the 24 million acre cap set in the 2014 Farm Bill. For fiscal year 2017, Farm Service Agency data revealed that 23.4 million acres were enrolled in the CRP. Currently, according to USDA, CRP enrollment is approximately 22.7 million acres. Texas has the most CRP acreage at 2.9 million acres, followed by Kansas at 2.1 million acres. The top 5 states in terms of CRP enrollment are Texas, Kansas, Iowa, Colorado, and North Dakota. Combined, These states have more than 10 million CRP acres and represent approximately 43% of all CRP ground. A CNBC article highlights AFBF data analysis indicating the U.S. has lost more soybean sales to China this marketing year than last. Soybean exports to China are down significantly from last year, and the volume of outstanding sales is relatively low, indicating that there doesn't seem to be a large volume of sales waiting to be exported, Veronica Nye, an AFBF economist, told CNBC. She also noted that accumulated lost sales of U.S. soybeans to China in the marketing year ending August 31st have grown so quickly that 4 weeks ago the level already surpassed that of the entire 2016-2017 marketing year. The U.S. House on Wednesday agreed to move to debate on the Farm Bureau-backed Water Resources Development Act of 2018. The bipartisan bill authorizes improvements to the nation's ports, inland waterways, locks, dams, flood protection, ecosystem restoration, and other water resources infrastructure. An efficient and reliable inland waterway system linked to competitive ports is vital to America's ability to provide affordable agricultural products domestically and to compete internationally, according to AFBF. Every 5 years, the Agriculture Department conducts the Census of Agriculture. This data on farm production and demographics is used to develop and shape farm programs. For example, the 2017 Census is expected to assist in further development of initiatives that benefit young and beginning farmers and ranchers, expand access to resources that help women, veteran and minority farmers and ranchers, and help farmers and ranchers diversify into new markets, including local and regional food systems, specialty crops, and organic production. USDA began distributing the census in December 2017, and the National Agricultural Statistics Service is expected to wrap up data collection via the paper questionnaire by June 15th. Producers have until the end of July to complete the online census, and USDA will conduct follow-up phone interviews with farmers and ranchers through July. Farmers have until the end of July to complete the census online. The Coalition for Accurate Product Labels, of which AFBF is a member, launched on Thursday. The launch of CAPL coincides with the introduction of the Accurate Labels Act, bipartisan legislation in Congress to ensure consumers have clear, accurate, and meaningful information about the products they buy. AFBF expressed support for the Accurate Labels Act in a statement. To fulfill their purpose of helping consumers make informed choices based on facts, food labels must be science-based, said AFBF President Zippy Duvall. Congress should ensure that food labels are consistent, clear, and credible. We support new legislation to make smart labels the standard uniform vehicle to accomplish that. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.